Macmillan Audio presents The Snow Queen by Michael Cunningham. Read for you by Claire Danes.
Empty, vast, and cold were the halls of the Snow Queen. The flickering flame of the northern lights could be plainly seen, whether they rose high or low in the heavens, from every part of the castle. In the midst of its empty, endless hall of snow was a frozen lake, broken on its surface into a thousand forms. Each piece resembled another, from being in itself perfect as a work of art, and in the center of this lake sat the Snow Queen when she was at home. She called the lake the Mirror of Reason, and said that it was the best, and indeed the only one in the world. Hans Christian Andersen, The Snow Queen. A Night. A celestial light appeared to Barrett Meeks in the sky over Central Park, 4 days after Barrett had been mauled once again by love. It was by no means his first romantic dropkick, but it was the first to have been conveyed by way of a five-line text, the fifth line of which was a crushingly corporate wish for good luck in the future, followed by three lowercase XXXs. During the past 4 days, Barrett had been doing his best to remain undiscouraged by what seemed lately to be a series of progressive...